I'm speaking here with Stu Ellis. And Stu, I understand you've got an interesting event going on for folks that are ag nerds like me. Tell us a little bit about what's going on there in Illinois today.
This event was designed to introduce Corn Belt agriculture to the industry that makes unmanned aerial vehicles. A lot of farmers are getting interested in them. A lot of early adapters have tried them for a year or two or more. And this was designed to show them different units as they are can fly in the air. Let them find out what some of the other opportunities were in the market, all in an effort to improve their efficiency and their productivity. So this has been a very well-received event. A lot of exhibitors are very, very happy and pleased with the crowds. People in the crowds have been quite enthused about what's going on. We've had standing room only in all of the presentation sessions. And so it's been really, I think, for through all measures and all yardsticks, quite a success.
So with demonstrations going on, has everything gone okay? No crashing and burning or anything like that?
With a number of companies here, and it's the first time that a lot of them really have seen this facility, they were making some decisions on how they were going to fly, and particularly the ones with fixed wings were deciding, well, how can our what should we do for our landing pattern? The quadcopters, the small rotary craft, of course, go up and down, and they're doing that right in front of the crowd. Everybody's been quite pleased. We've had just fabulous weather, low 80s, clear weather, just a wisp of a cloud or two, and great demonstration opportunities. No challenges at all for the manufacturers of these craft.
What are some of the things that you hear being discussed besides just, excitement you might have from seeing some of this new technology being demonstrated? Are there some specific applications that you hear being talked about that you find interesting?
Most of the folks that are interested in these are really interested for crop scouting purposes. And what sort of cameras can they hold? What the payload for these platforms are? How big can they get the battery life? How long can they stay in the air? And because they've got a lot of territory to cover. But farmers, I think, have realized it's certainly a lot easier to spend 25, 30 minutes operating one of these over a field than it is to spend 4 or 5 hours walking that same field in any kind of condition. So they're quite enthused about the information that they will bring back provide into a computer that can be process some of the photographs and determine if there's any problems in the field, whether it be some sort of pestilence or nitrogen stress or lack of water, whatever it may be.
Anything from your standpoint personally that just kind of stands out in terms of looking at what you've seen displayed or from those attendees, the crowd that's there?
Well, to me, the overwhelming excitement has really been the global facets of this. Yes, Japan is way ahead of the U.S. Europe is way ahead of the U.S. in this technology, but yet we have had people here from six different foreign countries. Some of the first tickets that were sold were to Australia. I've helped a number of people get visas from India and from Argentina. We've even had some folks from Central America as well as the Ukraine. So it's really a global show. And when you think about the fact that several of the exhibitors are European countries companies, that really underscores the global interest in this technology.
Is this something that you might expect to do again?
We had thought about doing it in a couple of years. It's, of course, being done on the site here in Decatur where Farm Progress Show is every other year. So we thought, well, we could do it in a couple more years, but that may not satisfy the demand. And a number of companies, three, four dozen, have indicated that they could not come this year because we didn't start promoting it until it was out of their budget cycle. They would indeed, they wanted to know what our dates for 2015 were going to be because they thought it was a great venue, a great format for this technology. And so we really hope we can convince Farm Progress to allow us to do it next year, just ahead of the Farm Progress show back here in Decatur in 2015, and really put on a much larger show than we have here now.
Interesting. I kind of remember when I think there wasn't more than just a couple companies, at least that we knew about, that were involved in this. And now, from what I hear you saying, there's obviously been some tremendous growth in companies that are bringing these types of new UAV technologies to the ag marketplace.
Well, there's I've been told, I haven't counted them, haven't visited with them, but I'm told that there's over 1,000 companies globally that make this technology. When we started recruiting companies for this show, I found, I think it was 350 very easily in the U.S. But then since then, many, many companies have come forward that I wasn't even aware of. So who knows how many there are. The interest about this, the interesting thing about this is the fact that a lot of these companies are 1-, 2-, 3-man operations, and many of them couldn't come because there was nobody left to answer the phone in the office. And if they did come needed to make a presentation, at the same time they had display, or they're going to have demonstrating their craft, why there wouldn't be enough personnel to do that. And so we're finding the fact that many of these companies are very, very small operations, driven by ingenuity and enterprise. It's an industry that is really just getting off the ground, literally and figuratively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seems to be what I hear everywhere that we've been where this topic has come up. Anything else about the event going on? I don't think we mentioned it, but I mean, is there a official title and all about this? And
well, this is has been the Precision Aerial Ag Show, and it was scheduled here July 9 and 10 at the side of the Farm Progress Show at Decatur, Illinois, and it was just designed to introduce agriculture to this industry and introduce this industry to agriculture, and they found that they've got an awful lot in common and an awful lot of handshaking going on here.
Well, I'm so glad that we got connected together here, Stu, to talk about it. I knew that it was taking place. Would love to be there. Believe me, If I could have figured out a way, I would, but at least we get to get a glimpse through your words and if your partner there, whose phone we are talking on, Mr. Hugh Whaley, good friend of ours, has a couple photos to share, we'll share those as well. So thank you very much.